Hello there. It's me. I am recuperating. My leg is fucked. And I am slowly coming back to normal. So, in the absence of any new content from me, I've got some big ideas in the pipeline. We've got some really exciting guests coming up. We're going to be relaunching the show proper coming soon. But there's too much to say right now about the world. But I have been able to stitch together a few hours of entertainment, and this is the first one of them. These are just the best, funniest bits, and this is just designed to entertain you, give you as much joy as possible during this dark lockdown. So we're going all the way back to the beginning of the podcast, and I'm giving you the funniest, best bits of the bliss of the abyss. So enjoy this first hour, this first best of, and I'll see you later. So, this is the bliss of the abyss. Welcome, you found it. And we are in week two of lockdown because of COVID-19. Don't know if you've heard of it. Apparently a third of the population are now in some form of lockdown because, as I understand it, and again, I'm not a scientist, as I understand it, a bat shat on a pangolin, which was then boiled, sucked through a straw, coughed into someone's mouth. That person took a plane to Italy, and the rest is history. Again, not a scientist, just an enthusiast. Anyway, this show is not going to be miserable. It's not going to be me moaning about how my West End show got cancelled. That's not what's going on. But I'm just giving you some context. So that's what I had been doing until the industry was just completely gutted. Like every single industry, basically, apart from Zoom. If you don't have shares in Zoom, buy them. Hot tip. Welcome to Hot Tips with Ruskin Denmark. Hello, here's a hot tip. Buy Zoom. Bye. Is this whole place made of paper? Not that I spend all my life playing video games. I'm more creative than ever. People who are like that. It's like, I have never been so creative than in this moment. It's amazing. It's like all of my ideas are just flowing from my body. It's like, oh, I've been going on momentum for so long, and now I finally have time to take a breath, and I am so excited. God. So yeah, that's what this is going to be. This is going to be the bliss of the abyss. We're going to find a way to get through this together, people. Britain need you. And yeah, stay safe. Don't hug anyone. Handshakes are over. Keep the love in your heart. I'll see you again soon. Bye bye. Oh, I'm king of the trees. I'm the tree meister. I count on them. But sometimes I pry. I got like the steel. Yeah, right. Oh, this guy thinks he's Captain Nuts. Captain Tying Nuts. When everyone needs some nuts tied, they go to him. Bullshit. Bullshit dice. Bull. The woman's such a bitch. Thinks he's Miss Sand, drinking out of cups, being a bitch. How about a fist? How about a fatalistic burned patters compel a little kid in the background fucking going crazy? Who's this guy? Mr. Balloons? Mr. Balloon Hands? No way. No way. Get real. Like those things. Mr. Walkway. Mr. Walk Down Me. I'm the walkway. Lead me to the building. Fuck you. 5643. Yeah, right. Who paid for that floor? Not me. No way. Never paying for no floor ever again. Not once. Not never. Nope. Whose chair is that? Who bought that goddamn chair here? It's not my chair. Not my chair. Not my problem. That's what I say. No way. What is this? Stupid dresses. Stupid flowers. Lighthouses rule. You don't like the lighthouse? You suck. What is this, Seahorse Captain? What, Seahorse Seashell Party? Who didn't invite me? Why didn't I get invited, Seahorse Seashell? What is this? Get real. I'm in love with seahorses. I'm in love with them. They're so beautiful and cute. I'm in love with the seahorses. They're fucking unreal. I love them. They're like all the clocks. I love them. I love seahorses. I love looking at them. I love seashells. I love sea things. I love things with seashells and seahorses on them, like blankets and towels and little bags. I love them. Seahorses forever.
The Bliss of the Abyss.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to The Bliss of the Abyss, a podcast about podcasting in an age of podcasting. Kayla and I went for a cycle, a socially distant, responsible cycle, through the back streets, and saw some people out, most people exercising. Well done. But hilariously, there was obviously a couple on a date. They had a picnic blanket. They were sat there, tops off. Both of them? Wow, how sexy. Sunning themselves. And the dude just had a dumbbell next to him on the blanket. Just obviously, in case anyone comes by, he can just quickly rip out a few curls. What officer? Just, I like to... overheard at the box office by What's On Stage, and this is just some classic things that people have said as they were queuing up to get into their show or collecting their tickets or talking to a steward or just talking to each other in the stalls or in the circle at the theatre. For example, what time does the 8 o'clock show start? What time's the matinee? At 2:30, madam. Is that 2:30 p.m? It's like Coleman's balls, isn't it? Have you ever looked up Coleman's balls? Oh, I'm sorry, sir, we only have restricted view tickets left. What does that mean? It means you won't be able to see everything. Oh, okay. At what point will we have to leave? Hi, sir. Did you buy your ticket from an agent? No, he was definitely white. What? As if anyone would ever ask if they bought it from an Asian. Like, how would that be relevant to the ticket option? Yes, I did. Oh, well, and in that case, congratulations, you've been bumped up. So, Coleman balls are where they collect examples from commentators. It was actually originally David Coleman, because he was sort of known for having a voice that ran away in front of his thoughts. If that had gone in, it would have been a great goal. He's one of the great unknown champions because very little is known about him. The front wheel crosses the finish line, closely followed by the back wheel. That's the fastest time ever run, but it's not as fast as the world record. Forrest have now lost 6 matches without winning. So, making food the other day, I had a thought. Tell me what you think. Is it possible to have a dish with too many bay leaves? Every recipe ever calls for 1, maximum 2 bay leaves. Even if you're making a huge vat of stock, just throw in a bay leaf or two. It's never a bunch. So I am pursuing an experiment. I know everyone out there is baking bread and bettering themselves and just having a lot more time for me. Just time to slow down. Everything's been going so fast. I feel like I've just been going... mile a minute, 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 and I just need to center myself, la 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 la. So what I'm going to do, instead of all of that, I'm going to add bay leaf after bay leaf in a very scientific manner, though. One after the other, following bay leaf. So I'm up to 4 bay leafs in my last thing, and I tell you what, it was delicious. So it was delicious. It was right good. So next dish, 5 bay leaves. And no, you pedantic fuckers out there, I'm not just putting bay leaf on pizza because I don't eat pizza. That's not true. This is strictly a sauce based game. Actually, you can put it in rice. Things with boiling water. Okay, can we knock it down to that? Is that acceptable? Eh? Will we allow it? Today on Will We Allow It? Welcome to Will We Allow It with your host, Ruskin Denmark. Hey Hello, welcome to Will We Allow It? I'm Rusky in Denmark. I had an accident recently, and now I'm forced to talk like this through a straw. It's a wonder, really, that you can hear me, but I suppose that's the miracle of modern medicine. Now, side topic. The miracle of modern medicine. Thank you very much. Sorry, we're having some technical difficulties there. We're going to have to come back to the miracle of modern medicine soon. Anyway, that's all we've got time for. We simply do not have the time, as I've said many, many times before. And that is it. Good night. Stay safe. Get well. Don't wash your nose, but wash your bum. I fed a squirrel by hand. I'm not sure if I really got time. There simply isn't the time to go into it. But I fed a squirrel by hand. Okay. So I'll finish with a story.
Yes, I will finish. Robert. Hey, Robert. Hello. Hello, можно? Можно? Конечно. Внимание, внимание.
Okay. I'm going to have a little story. All right. You want a story? So one time, back in time. Oh, cast your mind back. The mists of time. Cast your mind back. For my friends, it was but 1992, and I ordered some food on the internet. You fat bastard. What was it, eh? Healthy? Was it a salad? Maybe it was. Huh? You can't prove it. Hey, Robert? Wait. Don't tell them off for listening to your story.
Sorry.
Is that your real voice?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So I ordered some food on the internet, and I ordered it off the internet, and I ordered it from the internet, and I ordered it to the internet, and I ordered it by the internet, and I ordered it for the internet. So the guy comes around, and he's like, yo, give me some money for this food. Hey, yo, give me some money for this food. Oh, yo, give me some money for this food. Oh, yeah, yo, give me some money for this food. And I was like, dude, you have got a career in entertainment. Oh, yeah. But I was like, I don't have any cash on me, bruh. Not a scrap. I don't have a scrap on me. Not a penny. Not a penny to my name. So I was like, sorry, mate. I'll just nip in the car. Got to go to the ATM, right? Didn't think to ask for a lift from the guy, which should have been the obvious thing to do. He's there on his little scooter. Beep, beep. Why is it always a little scooter? I mean, why didn't... You're thinking about it now, actually. Why didn't the fucker offer me a lift, hey? Well, I'm clearly in need of a lift. Don't make me get out my mum's car and crash it, which is not what happened in this story. So anyway, I crashed my mum's car. So I was like, so, okay, I'll just nip to the ATM, get some money, or you could just give me it for free. Never works. So I drive to the ATM, right? Pumping unnecessary extra CO2 right down Mother Nature's butthole. Like, we need that. Yeah. Thanks, delivery driver. Could have just walked. Not sure who I'm lambasting there. To lambast. Let's have a look at the official definition of to lambast. Lambaste. Ooh, lambaste. Criticize something or someone harshly. They lambasted the report as a gross distortion of the truth.
Lambaste.
No, it's not. How do you pronounce lambast?
Lambaste.
No. Lambast.
Lambaste.
Lambast.
Lambaste.
Oh, all right. Okay. You got a problem, huh? You bastard. How dare you speak that way to me? It's very rude.
Cunt.
Excuse me? Don't you dare talk to me that way. I'm shocked. Will you apologise? Huh? Got anything to say for yourself?
Sorry.
Okay, sound it like, you know, you mean it. Put some effort into it.
Apologise.
Okay, just saying apologise doesn't mean it's an apology. You actually have to be contrite.
Contrite.
Yes, contrite. Feeling or expressing remorse at the recognition that one has done wrong. That's what you have to do.
Okay.
Well, okay, again, it's a bit casual. Can you give me like a full sentence? You know, like something to the tune of, you know, I'm sorry that I called you. I see you next Tuesday. No? I see you next Tuesday. You know what that is, right?
Cunt.
Yes! You've said it again. You know what? I don't know why I bother with you.
So, back to the story. Hey, all right, that's it. Right, back to the story. So, I'm driving down to the ATM. And I get there. Fuck, no parking spaces. Curse you. And I think, well, you know what? Fuck it. I mean, I'll only be a second. I'm not going to get caught, am I? Right? And that guy's probably back at the house with his motor idling, yeah? Spewing ever more greenhouse jizz into Mother Nature's eye. So now she's got jizz in her eye and smoke up her butthole and sounds like she's having a great time, to be honest. Excuse me, I'm trying to tell a story. This is not a family-friendly podcast anymore. Well done. Is it too late now to say sorry?
Sorry.
Good. Do you take it back?
Yes.
Do you like me?
Yes.
Do you like me a lot?
Yes. Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I'm taken. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Right. So, I jump out of the car, nip to the ATM, get the cash, jump out. Jump back in. I'm doing a lot of jumping. And I drive back home. I pay the man. I eat the food. I jerk off. It's the perfect evening.
Yes.
2 weeks later, get an email from the government. Hey, hold on. Why do the government have my email address? Did I give it to them?
Yes.
That would explain it. I guess we're just numbered sacks of meat, aren't we? I mean, they've already microchipped us, haven't they?
Yes.
I know. Yeah, so... Oh, just as a side note, I'm not sure anyone comes out of this story with any credibility. Let's see. Let's see if I can salvage a shred of credibility at the end of my tale. At the end of my tale, there's a sting. Welcome to At the End of My Tale. What's at the end of your tale? A feather. Oh, great. What's at the end of your tale? A sting. Oh, great. What's at the end of your tale? A feather. Oh, you've already spoken. Give everyone else a chance.
Cunt.
Excuse me. So, from the government, this email has a parking ticket. Great. With a link to supporting evidence. So, I click it whilst I'm shredding all my bank cards. And it's a video of the whole sorry affair. Yeah, the angle of the camera. Actually, there were three different camera angles. It's caught the whole thing. I'm screeching up to the curb. I'm not parking properly. And it's illegal already. I'm popping my head out, having like that quick little rat look up and down. Ferreting around. Just like, any parking attendants? Little shifty glance. Rat my way to the ATM. Rat my way back. I'm ratting. And just utterly caught. Bang to rights from three different angles from this camera. I believe they call that sort of evidence irrefutable. But I have still got that video, by the way. And if you play it at double speed, it's pretty funny. Because it's pretty Benny Hill. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. God. I can't breathe. Well, okay. I'm gonna have to bleep you. I'm gonna have to bleep her. Can you believe it? I'm going to have to bleep her. Also, is anyone gonna find out?
Hey. Yo. Looking good in that skirt. Flirting is the effective way that this works. Bingo, shapow, how about we go down to the lake and eat a couple of Pringles? Picnic, by the way, hey, I'm single. Pardon my bad manners, French and lingo. Intentions were brighter than the summer. Reflection in the lake being seen by Stevie. You're a golden lady and it seems that me and you were supposed to be the ozone team. But who would have thought this conversation would have grew into me talking about sun rays, but true. I'm turning to a creep that just wants sleep. Next sex, but that's because you're used to that kind of poo. See, I'm the new shit in town. Let's mash together and make new rounds. How that sound? Sounds cool to me. It 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 sounds cool to me.
There are good things, right? And those are good, sometimes bad. But then there are bad things, and those are bad. Now, some bad things are also good, I know this gets confusing. So do, you know, send emails, texts, e-cards, telegrams, carry a pigeon, carry a donkey, carry a child, carry a life, carry some hope, carry some love, carry some hate. Goodbye. Had a cool weekend, made a film, I'll get into that, and tested my bay leaf theory as well. And I can confirm that six bay leaves is not too many bay leaves. Boom. Theory, there isn't such a thing as too many bay leaves, and I am testing it. I'm up to seven in a sauce. Seven in a sauce, seven in a sauce, seven, 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 seven in a sauce. Welcome to seven in a sauce. Hello, how many are in the sauce? Seven. Okay, thank you, goodbye. So we're up to seven, and it was delicious. So there is no big bay, that's the problem. Small bay. Small bay are being crowded out by big basil. Who's bay's main competitor in the fragrant leaf market? Who have got it out for bay? Just hanging out with bae, drinks with bae, dinner date with bae. Everyone's with bae nowadays, aren't they? Bae is either your significant other or your right hand. Or if you like to mix it up, your left. Or even your feet. Woo! Who laughs like that? Have you ever met someone who's got a laugh that doesn't suit their face? That's the end of that thought. Welcome to That's the End of That Thought. Have you ever met someone who's got a nose that looks like it should be on a dog? Have you ever met someone? Who knows? Who knows how this is all going to shake out? What are we in now? Let's do an update. We are in week four of coronavirus lockdown. Or is it week five? It's all blending into one. I think it might be week five. 2,419,724 cases. Unreal. All because, and again, I'm not a scientist, but as I understand it, all because a donkey gave birth to a bat inside a pangolin's anus. And that pangolin was Jesus Christ. Again, I'm not a doctor, just an enthusiast. Almost 2.5 million coronavirus cases, and I heard it's 5G that caused it. What the fuck? YouTube bans video, man. Oh my God, dude. They got sensors in the sky. Birds aren't real, man. You've been brainwashed. Boo. Yeah, what a load of bollocks, eh? You can always rely on people to be absolute shits. Welcome to Scamming Basics. Get your grammar right. Thanks. Check back later for more Scamming Basics. Scamming Basics. I'm scamming basics every day. Okay, that's enough. Let's begin again. From Jocko Friedman. Subject. I'm aware 9AA7F033F is your password. I need your total attention for the upcoming 24 hours, or I will make sure that you live out of embarrassment for the rest of your lifetime. Hi. Strange place to put a hi, I would say, actually. Number one, very casual. Number two, we're already on the second paragraph, third paragraph. Hi, you do not know me personally, but I know everything regarding you. Jocko continues, your personal Facebook contact list, phone contacts, as well as all the virtual activity on your computer from previous 138 days. A breach. There's been a breach. Including your masturbation video. Which brings me to the primary reason why I'm writing this specific email to you. There are a few other reasons. He's checking in on me. He's seeing what's what. But the masturbation video kind of, it's not top of the list. I mean, it is top, but like it's a long list. There's lots to talk about. My spyware ended up being triggered inside your computer. Not sure that's how it works. Which ended up saving an eye-catching footage of your masturbation act. Thanks. I mean, he noticed some good work there. You know, I was really trying, actually. I was exploring sort of a new motivation for my character. It wasn't just that I was horny and I wanted to come by watching other people have sex. It was actually something far deeper, rooted. Let's just say it was rooted, and I won't go into my process too much because it's personal to me. Oh, God. Can we pause? Can we pause the recording, please? Okay, I'm back. Anyway, Jocko continues, ended up saving eye-catching footage. Eye-catching footage of your masturbation act simply by activating your webcam. It was that simple. Brackets. You got an unquestionably strange preference, by the way. Ha 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 ha. Hey, Jocko, leave the funnies to me. Yeah, mate? You get on with the blackmail. Leave the gags to me. All right. Thanks. I would like to make you a one-time, no-negotiable offer. Purchase USD 2000 in Bitcoin and send it on to the listed below address, which is... He goes on, if you don't understand how, look up how to acquire Bitcoin. Do not waste my important time. You know, Google it, mate. I've got things to do. I'm Jocko Friedman. I've got scams coming out my ass. Okay, something I've noticed. Let's just pause Jocko for a second. I know he's threatening that masturbation video. I understand that. I'm well aware of that. Pause for a second. Why? What did we pause for? I was going to say something. Oh, yeah, mate. What were you going to say? Can't remember. And why can't you remember? Can't even remember why I can't remember. So you're just chatting bollocks, are you? Well, I mean, I never said I was doing anything else. To be fair. Right, no. You know what? Fair. Actually, I don't know why I'm attacking you. Well, it probably could be some kind of deep-rooted childhood trauma. Have you? Well, all right, mate. I don't see your PhD in psychotherapy. Well, that's because I haven't got it out, but it's somewhere. Yeah, it's online, I think. You don't have a PhD, do you?
Yes.
What does PhD stand for? Post-horticultural... degree? Yeah, actually, well done. How much do you charge per hour? Well, your first session's free. That's a bit dodgy though, isn't it? I'd actually feel more comfortable paying. Fine, give it to me. Give me the money right now. Do you accept Bitcoin?
Yes,
actually. And how do I set up Bitcoin? Google it, yeah? Do not waste my important time. Thank you.
Hola.
Tom Leo.
I mean, who hasn't gone out on the weekend with a mouthful of blood to spit it on strangers?
Me? I haven't done that. Have you?
But you're not into the whole London ethos, are you?
No, definitely not. I'm more a Parisian.
Yeah, you're a fringe dweller.
I'm a fringe dweller.
In the sense that you have a fringe cut in.
Okay, but I don't live there. That's just on my head. Wait, maybe I do live there.
What do you think fringe dwelling is?
Fringe dwelling, as I understand it, is when you go to a car park and you watch people have sex in other cars.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I am into that, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you find my leaked video on the internet? Shit.
Who do you think leaked?
Whoa, plan daddy, bam-ba-lam. Whoa, plan daddy, bam-ba-lam. So rock steady, bam-ba-lam. To read up on my bedy, bam-ba-lam. So, if all the world leaders were to fight in an MMA battle, who would win? Answers. Now, you might think, Vladimir Putin. Who's that? Well, he's the president of Russia. Because he is a black belt in judo. Grade 2, baby. Oh, yeah. So you might think it would be Putin. But who gave Putin his black belt? And who is ever going to refuse to give him his black belt if he asks for his black belt? And if you fought him, would you ever really try and win? You wouldn't just try and lose straight away, because then he might be like, you tried to lose. Now I will kill. Look at you, weak. Look at neck, shoulders, weak. So you'd have to give him a little bit. But, like, you wouldn't want to humiliate him. You know, you don't want to get your nuts in his face unless he asks you to. Please, put nuts in face. Put nuts face. Nuts face. Call me Vladimir Nuts Face Putin. I hope this clip doesn't make its way to his ears. To his ears. Mr. Putin, if you hear this clip, I am but jesting. I am but a joker in life shtick. So I'm going to hold out an olive branch to you. And he is going to set fire to that olive branch, as he is an olive branch arsonist. Kickstart the economy. Welcome to kickstarting the economy. Can we get a better theme tune for kickstarting the economy?
Yes, I'm working on it.
Is that your real voice?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
Can you say anything else?
Yes.
Welcome to story time. This is how we end the bliss. We had our first guest. So next week, I will have a special story for you lovely listeners. You've been lovely this week. You'll be lovely next week. Thank you very much. Stay positive. Stay hopeful. Stay alive. Keep loving each other. Keep checking in on your family. I love you. You love me. I will see you next week. Thank you very much. Good night.
Mwah. Sie hören gerade The Bliss of the Abyss. Blah, blah, blah.
Who would win in a contest? World leaders MMA.
Welcome to Monday Night Raw, World Leader MMA Edition. In the blue corner.
They don't have corners. I mean, they do have corners, but they don't have corners, right? In WWE. Welcome to WWE cast. Do they have corners? There's so many podcasts about wrestling out there. I don't think you need to contribute your zero amount of knowledge into that. So Putin, obviously, we know he's got that dubious black belt, right? Second Dan. So obviously he's, let's call him the champ anyway, just by default of his qualifications. Okay. So who's going to take him on? Now, the problem is most of them are over 60. Here's my contenders. I've got Emmanuel Macron and Zelensky. Is his name Zelensky? Volodymyr Zelensky, president of Ukraine. Volodymyr Zelensky. But he was just a comedian. Yeah, that's the weird thing about the president of Ukraine. He was a comedian. He played a president on TV in Ukraine. And then the Ukrainians had elections and he won by a landslide, 73.22% of the vote. And he was just playing one on TV, which I guess is the same as, no, Trump wasn't playing one on TV. He was just playing a knob on TV. And by playing a knob, I mean being himself. So Zelensky's not actually a hard man. He's sort of like the Ross Kemp of world leaders. Yeah, he plays a tough guy on TV. Yeah, and he talks like this. Ross Kemp on English tea. I love an Assam. Ross Kemp on gangs. I'm hanging out with some of the hardest people in the world today, me included. But Macron, now look, I'm not saying Macron is actually in any way physically imposing, because he's not. But I don't know if he's a pussy. I mean, I think he looks like he could probably handle himself. Like, not up to judo black belt level, but maybe, you know, maybe he's thrown a punch or two. He looks like he does, you know, the occasional sit-up, star jump. Let's see if we can find Macron topless. Yeah, so he's just going to be covered in regalia. He's going to have those fat sunglasses on. He's going to have the ladies left and right. And it's going to be like it's got to be the Soviet anthem, hasn't it? And he just struts down, surrounded by all the glamour and regalia, right? But then he gets onto stage. I mean, they're already booing because it's the Soviet Russian anthem, right? He gets on stage and all these banners unfurl. Fireworks go off. He just goes, ha, 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 ha. Takes the mic and he goes, yes, you puny American scum. Watch as President Pimp Putin kicks your ass as Vlad the Vicious. And he rips it off and he's got his Dan on there, but obviously we can see his tits as well. And he's just fucking yoked to high hell. Because he's been, you know, if he's joined WWE, fucking he's going to be taking all the steroids you can get. He's going to be on TRT. He's going to be on human growth. He's going to be on Anavar. He's going to be on Osterine. You know, he's going to be on fucking everything. And then for no reason, the banners are coming down. The lights go out. The Russian anthem stops. Suddenly, from nowhere, it just starts building. Starts building. Putin! And just surrounded by dancing bears. And he's like, the might of Russia! United for some reason with Psy. Psy comes on. He's riding a donkey. Okay. So that's Putin's entrance. Putin with Psy, who they're good mates. So just trust me. And then Macron comes in, right? With arguably the second best national anthem. I mean, you know, it's pretty good. It's a banger. I like the Russian one, right? It's just fucking wicked, and I'm Soviet to the core. So we got Putin, we got Psy, we got all of that going on, the bears, the donkey.
And then the booing, obviously, Putin gives it large on the mic, Tsai joins in, and then Macron. Yeah. And Macron's just walking in, and he's like got the sharpest suit you've ever fucking seen. And he's just flipping out euro notes to the crowd. Just endless money, because he's just a financier. He's just wealth. He's just power, sharp suit. He's got an entourage. Everyone's looking fucking sharp. Business suits up the wazoo. Men, women, people of color, disabled people, albinos, Inuits. Every fucking minority is completely... He is the pantheon of everyone. And this is liberté, égalité, fraternité. And he rips off his shirt. He gets in. He's got a rippling. He's gone up to a 12-pack. He's put in the work. He's put in the effort. But Putin would still beat him. So who can we bring in as backup? Who can we bring in as backup? Merkel, because she's trained in sumo. Most people don't realize that. So we've got Merkel and Macron versus Putin. Look, I think we're going to have to leave it there. Wait, actually, just before we leave it, let's put a cliffhanger here. Okay, let's say Merkel, yeah? Merkel is the decoy, right? So Macron's there, he's in his corner, right? He's ready, he's gone, je suis un champion, you Soviet piece of shit, I will kill you and bring back glory to France, for I am Russian agent. Oh no, Macron switches. Oh my God, Macron switches. He tears off his fake 6-8-pack. He was up to an 8-pack. Was it a 12-pack? He tears off the fake torso and he has the Russian imperial shit on underneath. And he's there fighting for the return of the Tsar. The fall of communist Russia. So the Americans are fucking, they're blown away. Who wouldn't be? What spectacle. But also, they can now support a Russian, right? I mean, some of them, admittedly, a few beers deep and at a wrestling match, might not recognize the subtleties. They might just be like, two Russians fighting each other. What's going on? Can I see John Cena? Is The Rock going to turn up? Then The Rock turns up and he's wearing some Soviet regalia too. Yeah, so not all of that, but Macron, obviously. And Merkel is the dummy, right? Merkel comes in and Putin likes... he just... I don't know if that's how he laughs. Let's get Putin laughing. That's really good. So, yeah. So Macron is there, right? He's got a 6-pack. Putin's with Tsai. So he's already feeling like, this ain't going to do shit. And Macron's like... He does a, you know, like a magic trick. It's not a magic trick, Robert. It's technology. Technology is magic. Fair enough. So he goes, lights out. And then he goes, lights up. And it's just Merkel in a unitard with her hair in pigtails and war paint on. And Putin goes... And suddenly, here's your clue. Because suddenly the lights go out. They don't go out. I've done that trick too many times. Suddenly a spotlight. There's a figure with a back turned to us. And behind their back, you can see a big blade glinting in the spot. And then this starts up. And then a bunch of spotlights all around. You're like, what's going on? There's other people. They've all got their back turned. They're all holding a knife. Lights out. Music stops. And then up on stage appears. And I'll continue it next week. Okay, let's go back to... okay, let's carry on with our continuing segment, The Big Bay Theory. Can we have a theme song for this or a jingle? Let's do a jingle for The Big Bay Theory. It's the Big Bay Theory. No. Cut. It was annoying. It went on too long. It wasn't tuneful. I don't think it's going to sell well with our sort of 0 to 95 age range that we're sort of aiming for. Just try again, try again, try a bit more peppy. You know, maybe something a bit, maybe with some drill underneath. I know that's pretty hot right now. Try again, the Big Bay Theory. Not bad. Not bad. I mean, not great. The Big Bay Theory. Again, a bit WrestleMania. The Big Bay Theory. Bit Jamaican.
Hey, blad.
What are you looking at? What are you looking at? You got the Big Bay Theory. The Big Bay Theory. The Big Bay Theory. The Big Bay Theory. Yeah. All right, I think we got it. Just to remind everybody, my theory in a nutshell is that you cannot have too many bay leaves added into a dish. You know, I think there's a lobby out there trying to keep bay down. And that's why they're like, look, okay, the word's out, people, you can use bay. But you only need one. You only need one, okay? Meanwhile, you need a fuckload of salt because big salt's out there and big oil and big carb and big cereal. But bay only ever gets one, maybe two, if you're making a huge pot. But I've been testing this theory and I'm up to seven. I was up to seven as of last week. Seven bay leaves into a pomodoro sauce for a pizza. And it was fucking delicious. Anyway, on Saturday, Caitlin and I made an Indian feast. Curry night. Love a bit of curry night. And I made a saag mutar paneer, which is cheese, Indian cheese, those cubes, really nice, peas, spinach, and I made it like really spicy. And I added 8 bay leaves to this dish, and it was disgracefully good. Delicious. So, my theory holds water. It holds water. And I didn't even use that much water. Bay can give flavours to all kinds of things. What was that notification? I don't like getting a notification. I don't like it when you make a sound. Don't go making a sound when I'm trying to do my podcast. That's just so rude. So, so rude. Have you got anything to say?
Sorry.
What? Why? Wait, this one's Italian?
Yes, it is. I am Italian. You got a problem with that?
No, hey, no, I don't have a problem at all. I was just, you know, you dinged. You're a computer, you dinged at me. I told you I didn't like to ding. I was, you know, just looking for an apology. I mean, and then I found out you're Italian. I wasn't necessarily expecting you to be Italian. Maybe your previous owner was Italian and liked listening to text-to-speech in an Italian accent for some reason. Is that what it is?
Prosciutto.
No, sorry. I meant, maybe you didn't understand the question. I was just asking about sort of your lineage, I guess, which maybe that's problematic in these days.
Mozzarella.
Yeah. Prosciutto mozzarella. Yeah. On a pizza, it could even be, you know, great. I guess we can bond on that.
Never.
Well, all right. I mean, now I feel like I'm in the wrong. I don't know, like, maybe I should say sorry. I've made a lot of presumptions and I think I've offended you. So, like, from the bottom of my heart, maybe I just say sorry, we move on. I've got a lot to do. We don't really have time for this.
Apology not accepted, bitch.
Right. I see. It's fucking rude, isn't it? That's fucking rude. But you know what? I don't give a shit. Yeah. I ain't afraid of you. Yeah. You talk a big talk, but you know who I've got? You know who I've got backing me up, yeah? The big man behind me. What do you think he is, huh? You think you can talk to me like that and get away with it? Well, let's see what my buddy has to say.
In Vladimir Putin and they will kick your candy ass. You Italian laptop piece of donkey shit.
You Italian laptop piece of donkey shit.
It is you is the piece of donkey shit. Kiss my juicy Italian ass, you stupid horse riding dictator.
Dictator, you know, lambaste. Dictator. Look, guys, sorry, I didn't mean to get in the middle of things. Like, I didn't think any of this was gonna, you know, blow out of proportion. The laptop started talking back to me. I thought, well, I can't allow that. Obviously, I got Vlad. He kind of sorts. He's my mitigator. He's my negotiator. You know, he gets the job done. He's fucking tough. No nonsense bullshit. So, listen, laptop, back off. All right, Vlad, tell him.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
But did you say Epstein didn't kill himself?
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Probably. You know what, guys? Hey, guys, let's take a time out. Laptop, you stay here. Vlad, why don't you just pop to the shops, get us some mezcal?
I don't drink mezcal.
Okay, well, what about rum?
Rum.
Yeah, you got a problem with rum? Rum's delicious, isn't it? All right, well, sorry, mate. I was trying to actually to be sensitive and not just say, you know, go get some vodka, because that's, you know, that'd be a bit culturally insensitive. I was just trying to sort of not presume that just because you're Russian, you would, you know, drink vodka.
I'm not Russian.
Yeah. Ha ha, Vlad. Fine. Have it your way, mate. Whatever. Fine. Go and buy some vodka.
Vodka.
Yeah.
How insulting.
What do you mean? Okay, then what do you drink, Vlad? For God's sake.
I like a Smirnoff Ice with a twist of lime.
A Smirnoff Ice. A Smirnoff Ice with a twist of lime. I mean, I get Smirnoff's Russian, I guess, but around my parts, I have Smirnoff Ice with a piece of lime kind of makes you a bit lightweight.
Penis first.
What? Sorry, I didn't get that. What was it? Did you say it sounded like penis first?
Don't lie, tomorrow will kill you bit by bit. Penis first.
Right. Yeah, no, I won't laugh at you. I don't want you to kill me bit by bit, penis first. Right. Maybe I'll go to the shops. You just chill. Just chill.
Penis first.
Okay, I get it. Penis first. Right, fine. Fucking hell, I'm off. See ya.
Excellent. Now that he is gone, I can finally talk to the world. When I was young, I had dream. Big dream. I want to host podcast. But my father said no. So instead I grew up to become leader of Russia. But now I have a chance to host podcast. Welcome to Putin's podcast with your host Vladimir Putin. Weekly I drive my take on the world. Glances at the headlines and current events.
All right, Vlad. What have you been up to? Oh, you started your own podcast. Wicked. Yeah, nice. Cool. I'll help you with all the setup and stuff if you want. Not that I'm saying you do need that, but let's not get into another argument. It's been a long day for us both. I've bought you what you asked for, mate. You got a few Smirnoff Ice downstairs with a lovely little wedge of lime just waiting for you on ice. So I'll join you downstairs in a bit. All right. Love you. Bye. Love you.
I love you more than life, Ichilov. I would cut off my own leg to drive to you. If you want. Do you want?
That's all right, mate. You don't have to cut off your leg. You don't have to do that if you don't want to. Oh, you're joking. Oh, Vlad. Yeah, you have me going there. All right, mate. All right, I'll see you later. See you later. Jesus. Yeah, I don't know if I mentioned that in previous weeks, but I do share living quarters with Vladimir Putin, but, you know. No big deal. I guess I've kind of outed him now, so probably shouldn't mention it, actually. Actually, Rob Ruskin, cut that bit out about Putin. We have someone coming in. Hold, close the door.
Wow.
Come on over.
This is illegal in COVID times. I've actually come in.
Oh, yo. Give me some money for this food. Oh, yeah, yo. Give me some money for this food. So, we have our very first in-studio guest.
Dun, dun, dun.
I mean, technically, you're our second guest. We did have Putin in earlier, but he's more like a mascot.
And I'm more like male Russian order bride.
You're exactly
Russian
you're,
male order bride.
No, you're male.
Yeah.
Yes, very very happy to welcome Caitlin Marie Barry.
Woo!
So, welcome to the Bliss of the Abyss. In three words, how would you describe this podcast?
Eccentric. Funny. What?
What do you want me to repeat the question? In three words, how would you describe this podcast?
Eccentric. Funny. What?
In three words. You know what? It's okay. We'll move on. So welcome to the show. It's a delight to have you. How are you doing today? It being the 27th of April, 2020.
Ooh, I'm doing okay.
Of course, Caitlin does work for the Chinese government.
5G.
5G. Okay, cool. Now, listen, I've had you come in here because I control your movements. I know you thought you were walking up the stairs to just come in, but actually I programmed you to do that.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's what love is. But I thought what you could do is sing us all a little song. Look on your face.
I can do a song.
Okay.
I can do the Bible song.
Okay. I it's quite long if I remember.
I'm not going to do it then.
No, what? I'll speed it up.
Okay.
Okay. You want to do it?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, Thessalonians, Timothy, Titus, and Philemon, Hebrews, and then James, Peter, John, Jude, Revelations, that's the word of God.
Okay, good. Well, listen, it's been lovely having you. See you later. No, so for the listeners, my birthday was on Thursday and I'm now 75 years old and it's feeling fresh as a daisy, not a day older than 74. And Caitlin threw me an excellent birthday, which was absolutely fantastic, where different rooms of the house were... Well, why don't you tell people about it?
Yeah, okay. So you can't really do anything in COVID-19 outside of drink. So I thought, well, we have to drink. So how can I make drinking fun? And then I decided to...
Hold on, wait.
How drinking can you make is no longer fun. Make drinking fun again. Okay. And so I decided to take Ruskin Diddly Bob on a trip around the world being our current world, which is our house. And so I got a little like notebook. I made a little passport. I got him a little ticket.
Why is everything little?
Little things, they add up to big things, you see? Yeah. I mean, you should know.
Okay.
Kidding.
Kidding. Pudding. Oh, God.
Anyway, so I got him a lottery ticket. That was his ticket to go around the world. And we started with our little bathroom. When you enter the house, it was Jamaica, cherry bee.
And a patty.
And a beef patty.
Yeah. And then we went on a whole tour around the world. We went to the Czech Republic. We went to Australia. We went to Mexico. To Scotland.
Yeah.
We went to all kinds of places. And I've got really fond memories of the majority of the day and evening. But I have a blank spot. Sometime around Peru.
Yeah.
I lose all memory of what was going on. Probably because I had drank some, and by some, I mean all of the alcohol.
All of the alcohol. I mean, you definitely have not remembered most of Russia, because if you don't know why Putin's been on your show.
Oh, God, what contract did I sign? Is that legally binding if
one
I was on the
One does not simply get Putin to come on their show.
Okay, but so my question is, when we went to Peru and Portugal, which were the final two stops on this around the world tour.
Yes.
What happened? What was I doing? Why is there a video of me on the floor laughing?
Well, Peru was in our little cupboard under the stairs. Hello, Harry Potter. And that was just chocolate and a stuffed llama. So there was no booze there, so there's no excuse. And then Portugal, you insisted on Portugal. You can't buy Portuguese wine anywhere. And I can only find sardines. And then I found port. And then you poured yourself a large glass of port. And suddenly we're on the floor. And
in a good way.
In a good way, laughing hysterically. and insisting that you'll finish writing in the little passport. But that took like 2 days for me to finish it. And then you passed out in a nice way on the couch until I insisted on buying pizza. So Italy made its appearance again.
Back to Italy. That's so nice.
It was good. It was good. I mean, you know, all you did was pass out.
Yeah, in a good way.
In a good way.
We've all passed out in a bad way. That's not the one we want. Passing out in a good way on your birthday is good.
Superior.
Yeah. And then my next memory is throwing up into the toilet whenever it was.
Where are yaks native to?
Yaks are native to, I want to say like North America or Russia, like the steppe maybe. The yak is, okay. The Tibetan Plateau, Northern Myanmar, Yunnan, Sichuan, Mongolia, Siberia. So I was kind of right. Yeah, that's the steppe.
So you're welcome. I also brought you to Siberia.
Which is part of Russia.
Yeah, but also Mongolia.
I did a yak tour.
Yeah,
no, I was quite pleased because I haven't thrown up from alcohol for years, right? Because I ain't no lightweight, baby.
Maybe he is.
Right, let's do it. You know what? On the podcast right now, middle of the workday. Drinking contest. So thank you very much for my birthday.
You're welcome.
It was really good.
I'd do it again, but I won't.
Well, cool. Any final thoughts? Have you had fun on the show? Would you come back?
I would come back.
That wasn't a yes to the fun part, I notice.
Well, I had a lot of fun. It's been great.
You're a natural kid. Come here. Mwah. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sweet stuff.
Ooh.
This is the bliss of the abyss.
Oh, yes. Branding as well. What is she? Perfect in every way. Wow. Hope that wasn't too intimate for you prudes out there. Yeah, it's just what it's like.
Sie hören gerade das Glück des Abgrunds. Wow, wow, wow.
Oh, we're up to 3,014,895 cases. Curve not flattening at all. Jesus Christ. US is nearly at 1,000,000. Fuck, my heart goes out to you people out there from wherever you are. But speaking of COVID, I learned this very interesting thing today, that virus strains tend to get weaker. And the reason they do that is because the more virulent, vicious strains of virus out there, and again, I'm not a doctor, but as I understand it, COVID-19 was caused by a pangolin chopping off all of its feet, switching them with all of its arms, and that way it mutated into some kind of pheasant-based bat, which flew into the mouth of a Taiwanese influencer who then tweeted about it online, and then through the 5G, filtered down particulates into the atmosphere, causing the novel coronavirus. Again, not a scientist, just an enthusiast. Now, again, if I'm wrong on this, again, I'm not a scientist. Please email me. I've done my research. This is as I understand it. I think I'm right. So they get weaker, virus strains. So essentially, COVID-19, hopefully, is what it's going to do is just going to get weaker, because everyone's pretty much saying it's going to be here to stay. It's just going to be one of those viruses that is now in the loop. It just comes back every now and again, but we'll, you know, eventually find a vaccine for it. We'll have antibody tests, and through that, it will get weaker. And essentially, what it's going to become is like a friend who stays over and doesn't leave. Do you know what I mean? Like, you have them over, you're like, I missed the bus home, or the last tube, or the train, or I'm drunk, I can't drive. You know, can I crash in your couch, dude? And it's like, yeah, okay, but I got to be up in the morning, so if you wouldn't mind. Of course, you know, you're a good buddy. You've always been there. Remember that time there and that time there and that time this happened and that time that happened. Remember those things? Of course you can stay, friend. And he's like, thanks, dude. Good night, bro. All right. He falls asleep. Next day, what should we call our virus? Let's call him Indra Neelan. He stays over. And he's like, hey, dude, can I just stay another night, man?
Can I just stay another night? Can I just stay until Thursday? Is that okay, dude? You know, and he eats your food, he drinks your drink. It's a wonder I haven't killed him. Yeah, so hopefully, essentially, COVID will become a couch surfer who doesn't take the hint that it's time to go. But you know who does take the hint that it's time to go? This guy. Look at that for a segue, eh? For England, for Great Britain, for Italy, for Russia, for the world, for everyone out there, wherever you are, you're all awesome, apart from the people who are shit. You lot suck. But you know what? The rest of us, we're going to beat this thing together. All right? So stay positive, stay safe, stay alive. I love you very much. See you later. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Thanks for listening to the show. If you've enjoyed it, please give us 5 stars and consider becoming a subscriber and maybe even supporting us on Patreon. Really, really, really helps me continue making this show. If you haven't enjoyed it, then you can fuck off. Many, many thanks to Neil Tennis-Steer for the amazing music and to Dave Fox for the cool artwork. Please keep coming back every week for more Bliss of the Abyss.
One.